By now, the massive audition hall was packed with row upon row of hopeful prospects, squeezed so tightly together they could hardly breathe. The only space left open was the demonstration area before the dais. It was marked out with white chalk lines on the floor, with guards standing by to enforce them. The guards were hardly ever needed. No one was stupid enough to risk being thrown out before they'd even had a chance to show what they could do. The crowd didn't contain just hopeful young things. Unfortunately, there were parents, too. There to be supportive or protective, to cheer or cry or pick arguments with the judges as necessary. When it finally became clear that you couldn't cram one more auditioner into the hall, even if you greased them from head to foot and used a crowbar, Hawk and Fisher rose to their feet. They gave their usual brief speech of welcome and warning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you in the manner which has become tradition at this event.
Give it your best shot, but don't waste our time.
Let the auditions begin!
They kept the speech short because they knew everyone there was so on edge and so caught up in themselves that they could have announced the imminent end of the world and no one would have noticed. The administrator appeared, apparently out of nowhere, and jabbed his blackthorn staff at the first petitioner. And just like that, the hero auditions began. First up was a really impressive performance from a would-be sorcerer. He was still in his late teens, though the black robes and white face paint made him look older as he produced clouds of billowing black smoke, shot flames from his hands, and pulled a dead rabbit out of his hat. Given his reaction to the rabbit being dead, and the speed with which he stuffed it back into the hat, presumably the dead part hadn't been intentional. Lily Peck stepped forward and fixed him with a cold glare.
Nice try, but that's not sorcery. Those were all tricks and illusions. The quickness of the hand deceives the mind and all that. Come back when you've learned some real magic and not before.
The boy nearly disappeared in a puff of smoke. An archer was the next to step forward, longbow in hand.
Ladies and gentlemen of the faculty, I am honored to be here. I can't tell you how much it would have meant to my now departed grandmama, who always believed in me.
Sorry, but we don't do sentiment here. There's a target off to your right. Hit the bullseye or piss off.
Right. What are you going to do in the middle of a battle? Make the other side cry so hard they can't see to shoot straight?
The archer composed himself, took careful aim, and hit the stuffed target every time. Unfortunately, nowhere near the bullseye.
You put me off! You made me nervous! I demand a second chance!
We don't do demands either!
The archer slunk back into the crowd, close to tears again. No one paid him any attention. Partly because everyone there knew it was all about the performance, but mainly because they were all too wrapped up in their own moment of truth. None of them would allow themselves to be put off or need a second chance. They were the stuff of heroes and warriors, and they were here to prove it. Next up was a bright-eyed young swordsman, wrapped in flashing silks. He nodded and grinned at the judges. He put on an extraordinary solo performance, his sword whipping back and forth in flashes of gleaming steel. He was fast and graceful, and undeniably skilled. When he finally crashed to a halt and saluted the judges with his sword, breathing hard, his face was covered with sweat. Hawk nodded slowly.
Impressive. Bladesmaster Crane, if you would.
The Bladesmaster jumped down from the dais, his long sword already in his hand. Crane launched a vicious attack on the young swordsman. He didn't say a word, just cut and hacked with brutal skill. The swordsman almost fell over himself, backing away, and had to use all his strength and speed just to fend off the attacks. The Bladesmaster beat the sword out of the young man's hand and set the point of his sword at his opponent's throat. The young swordsman stood very still, but wouldn't back away. The Bladesmaster nodded briefly to him, turned away, and sheathed his sword, then resumed his place on the dais. He wasn't even breathing hard. Hawk looked sympathetically at the wide-eyed young swordsman.
Nice skills, very practiced, but playing with yourself won't get you anywhere. Go away and learn some dueling skills, fighting real people, and come back again next year when you're ready. You've got potential. But sword fighting isn't about the thrust and parry. It's about killing the other man before he kills you.